Union flight attendants marched on picket lines at more than two dozen airports yesterday. They're not on strike, but they are demanding that their airlines address operational problems that they say have left passengers stranded by delays and cancellations and exhausted and frustrated their crews. NPR's David Shaper has more from Chicago.
As chants on union picket lines go, this one at Chicago's O'Hare Airport yesterday is one you'd expect.
Respect!
But this one? They're chanting, waiting on hold is getting old. And no, they're not airline passengers waiting for customer service agents. These are United Airlines flight attendants who say they have to wait hours on hold for crew schedulers.
We're now back to pre-pandemic levels as far as passenger load, but yet we're still not bringing back that support staff to support the flight attendants.
That's Scott Pejas, the local council president for United's flight attendants in Chicago.
Flight attendants are on hold upwards of 5 hours on their off time, trying to either get a hold of scheduling to get their assignment or to get a hotel room, even to lay over to get legal rest.
The flight attendants say when long wait times keep them from getting the required amount of rest, they may not be available the next day, leading to even more flight delays and cancellations. United says the airline has worked hard to reduce wait times for flight attendants to talk to crew schedulers, and they've hired more of them. But that's not the only labor group, nor the only airline. Southwest's flight attendants also picketed, and earlier this month it was pilots at several airlines. Sarah Nelson is president of the Association of Flight Attendants.
There's 700,000 workers who essentially put contract bargaining on hold during the pandemic, continued to come to work. We need to now maintain people and attract people to these jobs.
Contract talks are underway between several unions and airlines, but little progress has been made. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.